You have one job.
Welcome back, everybody, to Childish Thoughts. I am Stacey Edlund. To my right here is James May, and we're going to talk about a bunch of bullshit. So strap in and let's get it on. James, what's got you going this week?
I got Domino's, and I was pretty psyched. I was just like, a little extra money.
Dude, fucking Domino's awesome, dude. When you get the fucking 6 on the 6 and the 4 on the 4 and you win, I love fucking winning.
I got some pizza. You're an asshole.
You got pizza from Domino's. Fuck yeah. Okay. Pizza's good.
But they dropped it off on the floor.
They just put it on the fucking
concrete? Like, have you noticed that?
Oh yeah, because of the COVID.
Like, I think that it might be a little bit more, dangerous?
Dirty? Because you live in an apartment, and God knows who's fucking gone by and puked out on the sidewalk in the middle of the night, and viruses and fungi. I don't fucking know, but I see where you're coming from, but you have to understand that to a certain extent, Domino's doesn't give a fuck about you. They don't want their drivers to get sick.
Because then they can't deliver their pizzas.
And they can't make money. Because capitalism. Amen. America.
Oh, it's all about the drivers, not about me getting COVID.
They are responsible for keeping their employees safe, not you.
Literally.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Dollars, I think so.
Too. Like you're keeping your employees safe. I don't give a fuck if you get, like, some, like, germ from the ground.
Right. Maybe it's your responsibility as a consumer to keep your fucking doorstep sanitized.
Ooh.
You ever think about that? You ever think about maybe it's not everybody else's fucking problem to solve your problems?
Okay. You're right.
Millennial fuck.
Anyways. Right, but is it on the Domino's employee to then for keep their shoes clean? Because they're going to put their feet right next to where I'm going to pick up my pizza, and germs travel like cheetahs.
Okay, again, maybe this is your problem. What do you do with that stool when we're not recording this podcast? Probably nothing. So what you should do, put it outside your fucking door, and then that's where the Domino's pizza doesn't have to step on it. He just set your pizza there. You wipe it down with Santa Claus. Solve your own fucking problems, James.
Oh, okay. So sanitize the stool and then
Cameron,
set it out
I forgot
there.
To introduce you, but Cameron's here again.
Howdy.
You wouldn't know it because he's...
Not in front of the camera.
Not in front of the camera, and he doesn't talk much. But he's going to today. We're going to make him, and I'm going to piss him off.
But...
Anyways.
No, you're not, Stacey.
Ha! What's your... Chime in, James. Cameron. James Cameron.
Can we just restart? I want to restart.
No restarts.
Fuck, you just open the door and get your pizza.
They don't do that.
Used to. Yes, they do. They do it with me all the time.
No. If you pay cash, you pay cash.
They set it down, then they knock, and then they walk away. I don't.
You must.
Do they even take cash?
Weird Domino's.
Do they take cash now?
Yeah, they take cash.
Are you sure?
So, yeah.
Have you ordered a pizza recently and paid them with cash?
Believe so.
So that's why they have to not set it down. They got to get their money.
Right.
But if you pay with the card.
These days, yeah, you order online, you pay with your card, you add the tip, which is ridiculous.
No, even when you pay with your card,
they never tip anybody on a credit card.
They have to knock on the door and get you to sign.
Not anymore, dude. This week, it was just dropped off at my door and it was all chill. And I just watched it outside with a neighbor. Just dropped it off.
Dropped it off and bolted.
Huh. Yeah.
It's a brand new world, Cameron. You gotta pay attention.
You know what the funniest thing is?
Otherwise it'll pass you by.
The funniest thing is when they drop it off at the wrong apartment.
That's gotta be embarrassing.
Oh, I
that actually happened to me.
Yeah, me too.
I benefited from that. I probably shouldn't have. But I was at a job, and it wasn't even the house I was working on. It was the neighbor. And they mistakenly brought her some brew cheese, but they couldn't take it back, obviously, because of COVID. And then so she's like, I got this brew cheese. You want this brew cheese? And I'm me, so I'm like, yeah, I want the brew cheese.
Of course you want
the brew cheese. And I'll take the Coke, because why not?
Because cocaine's good.
Yes.
Isn't that like
the... You wouldn't believe how fast I ate that sandwich.
Dude, it was probably like, is God real?
I was in the zone. Right.
No,
Or is real's
God. I remember,
Is like, real's God.
Domino's.
You did a thing. Oh, is God real or is real's God? I get it. That's awesome.
That's awesome. They dropped it down at 28.
Oh, really?
I was on the phone, and I was like, it's not here, dude. Yeah. And he was like, the driver said he dropped it off. And I was like, all right, man. Well, I'm going to go look around and I'll give you a call back. And I saw it down at 28 and I was like, what are the chances?
Yeah.
That exactly. They ordered pizza.
What are the odds? Did you at least make sure it had your name on it before you grabbed it?
I made sure it was the same order, of course.
Okay, good.
But if it wasn't, I guess they didn't get pizza.
Right. It's like
or if they got the same like thing as me.
It's like karma.
Could you imagine if they got the same exact, like, two pepperoni pizzas and, like, bread bites exactly like I did, and I just stole theirs? Order,
it would have your actual name on it.
Oh, true.
You'd be like, or whatever name
James
you give them.
James is like, do you really
I don't think they double check. The you can tell them you're James Bond if you want.
Yeah.
He describes the special, like, one of the specials on there. It'd be crazy if they had the same thing. He'd be like, it's a special. Like, a lot of people are ordering... two pepperoni pizzas with the bread bites.
It's the cheapest thing on the menu. It's the cheapest thing on the menu. I'm pretty sure it's popular.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if I stole their pizza that night? What if they got it too?
And they had a phone call to make and they had to wait and you didn't. I mean...
Comeuppance?
Yeah, they would have definitely just got their pizza again. Like, yeah, we were waiting for this pizza and never got it.
But that does mean that you have a certain level of karma coming to you. In the future.
Which means you're going to order a pizza and then have to wait for it.
Exactly.
So,
or something else.
But my real question is, do you guys think it's more sanitary to do that little like cardboard piece, set it on the ground thing? Or just like hand you your pizza?
Well, then they have to come within 6 feet of you.
Hand you your pizza.
Most people's arms aren't 3 feet long. So then... If they have to have 3 foot long arms and you have to have 3 foot
so
long arms,
it's
otherwise
more...
you're breaking the law, James.
That's
so...
not true. What about the size of the pizza box?
Oh.
That I was going to say. You have to give the variable. So maybe you only have to have 2.5 inch. 2 foot. 2.5 inch long. No, that would. That would
what if they have little carts that they bring?
That must suck for people who have Tyrannosaurus arms getting it off the ground.
How do people without arms
stay on the swing set?
Oh,
I don't
dude.
Know.
How do people without arms get their pizza now?
With the whole six
the same way they did before, probably.
How do you think they
it's
came
not like they were handing it to them in the first place.
No. You they knock, somehow they would do this like foot thing. They would just like open the door with their foot.
Right.
Right, right. And they'd be like, could you put it on the counter for me?
Oh, when they could come in. Even back in the
day.
And then
you would just like...
You're not supposed to go in people's houses when you're a delivery driver. It's a rule.
Yeah,
I delivered pizza like 20 more years ago.
How else do you have sex with a lonely housewife, though?
Well, that's why you're not supposed to go in their houses, because that's what happens 85% of the time. When you go in their house, you're getting laid.
Is that like... Are those documentaries?
Yes. Yes, everything you've ever seen is just a documentary.
But
how it happens
I mean,
most times.
Honestly, if I see somebody with no arms that just opened a door, I'm going to be like, I'll set the pizza on the counter for you.
Right.
Right? What kind of guy doesn't do that?
Okay, what if he's the kind of guy who's like, no, you'll set it the fuck down and get away from me, COVID carrier.
I'm just gonna, I would
You can't assume that people need your fucking help, James. People want to be independent. If they need your help, they'll ask for it.
I would actually be very impressed and be like, could I watch?
No, that's just degrading.
Cameron, would you not kind of want a freak to watch nature?
Can I watch you do things for my enjoyment and entertainment, please?
I mean, we literally used to have freak shows, so...
I mean, yeah, but was
those
that...
Those are illegal, I think, now.
They are now. Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I guess...
Oh, like, my God.
I guess like, there's like, a market at, for it. Like, I'm sure there still is a market for it.
Well, we but is that now, because we're...
Okay, so are we... Is somebody exploiting those people to make those open? Or are those people embracing the idea that they exist so that they can, like, have an income or whatever?
I mean, what's the difference in somebody looking at you because they think you're beautiful or looking at you because they think you're odd?
Ooh. But.
Yeah.
He's right.
Because in a way, it is odd to be beautiful.
I mean, like, odd is different. Beautiful. That's all that odd means. It doesn't mean bad.
True.
But that's how
above or below average, we could say odd.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sure. You know what? Ryan Reynolds, that's an odd-looking human being.
That is an odd, oddest motherfucker. Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
I don't even keep that shit a secret.
Cameron's so uncomfortable right now.
Who gives a fuck?
Just didn't know that you guys were that into what's his name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Who is that?
Deadpool.
Oh yeah.
Van Wilder.
Oh, in that case, yeah. Don't understand.
You don't get it.
You don't see how he's oddly beautiful? No.
Cameron doesn't get it.
No. Do you see how Scarlett Johansson's oddly beautiful?
No?
I mean...
Who's abnormally beautiful in your opinion?
No, oddly. We use
oddly.
The, oddly. Not oddly. Oddly beautiful.
Synonyms, whatever.
Who's the most oddly beautiful person other than your wife, obviously?
Oddly beautiful. I'm curious.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we'll let you get back on that later.
We're
going to keep the conversation rolling.
Ryan Reynolds.
The alliteration alone gets me halfway there. Ryan Reynolds.
But,
I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, like,
the
movie
first,
stars
like
that
the first
I think
person
of
that jumps pretty... into your mind that you think is, like, too beautiful. First person.
Nicole Kidman?
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair.
Nicole Kidman?
Little
that girl,
ginger,
that...
pale.
Dude, she doesn't age either.
Right, they never do.
Dude, Nicole Kidman still looks like she was in Eyes Wide Shut. No, Eyes Wide Shut. Keira Knightley.
Which one's that?
You like a little fucking Star Wars there, huh, bud?
Was she in Star Wars?
She's
I knew that
Padme.
Was his response.
Oh, sure.
She's okay. The reason Luke exists.
Wasn't she in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, that too.
Okay, that's probably where I...
Remember that
time
we talked about staying
on topic? Did you like the old-timey stuff there?
Hey, real quick.
I definitely like old-timey.
Real quick. Stuff. Remember when we were talking about staying on topic?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, there's odd things in this world, right?
Yes.
And I think it would be okay for me to ask... to watch somebody take their pizza in with no arms.
Okay, I'm just saying.
If they said no, I would
I'm
leave.
Just saying, I understand I that you feel that that's something you're able to do, but understand that there could be some pushback.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
If he got angry,
I'm just like,
I'll
as
just
a courtesy,
leave.
I was bringing up, hey, there could be a downside to you just being like, hey, dude with no arms, can I watch you live your fucking life?
No, that's not what I meant. I understand he could get mad at me.
Okay, cool. That's all I'm saying.
But
just
also, it's
a
question,
it's
not
a
demand.
Right. It's not a given.
Yeah, I'm he not going to be like, I'm going to watch you no matter what you do.
He doesn't owe you that.
No, he doesn't have arms.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you do punch me in the face. And then he gives you a fucking Miyagi-style crane kick to the head because you really don't need your arms for that shit.
You guys are definitely going to get canceled for this.
Oh, cancel me.
What do I have to get canceled?
No, it's a good thing, though.
We can't apologize them. Never. You never apologize. That's how they get you.
Apologize for what?
Exactly. No. Hold to that.
You know why I never apologize? Because that motherfucker with zero arms has somebody in his head who he fucking hates something about their disability. And everybody has something in their head that they just fucking hate about somebody. So, yeah. Whether you're disabled or perfectly healthy, it's okay. I mean, it's not great, but it's human.
You know,
It's all in how you act after you have those thoughts.
If anybody ever comes for any of us, just don't apologize. Like, that's how they get you. Because that when you apologize, that means you admitted that you were wrong. And what you're saying is not wrong. People have their own feelings. I have my feelings.
Or something that I made up to get a reaction.
But my truth isn't your truth. Yeah, you do that plenty, big boy.
I do. I like to argue.
Dude, it's
actually... I like to make people question their thoughts and beliefs.
Existence.
Even if I agree with you, I'm like, if I want to hear you justify your statement so that I can better understand it for myself. I'm not trying to piss you off. I'm just asking questions, typically. Sometimes they're leading... Sometimes I'm trying to get you to go down a path, but I'm just trying to get your fucking answers. And you guys get pissed off at me, and that's on you.
I get pissed off at both of you. Typically, you can't say you typically do that. I say evenly. I would say it's 50-50 that you are trying to piss somebody off, and then just trying to better understand what they are saying by asking them a question.
Okay. I have my own thoughts. I'm allowed to. If I can find a way to interject my own thoughts into my question...
I'm allowed to.
That's fine. Why is it not?
I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay. Well, then right. What are we talking about?
Guys, final question here.
Would you
rather them drop it off on the floor for pizza or knock on your door?
Definitely knock on the door.
Okay.
I don't mind picking it up off the ground.
Ew.
Yeah, safety.
That didn't sound right. Did that sound right, Cameron?
That's not the same thing. I would pick the pizza up off the ground. I don't mind picking it up off the ground. They said, would you rather?
Would I rather it be like it used to be? Sure. See? But it's not. So I don't care. I'll pick it up off the ground.
It's not that big of a deal to
you. I will do my part to stop the spread.
That wasn't the question.
Okay. Well.
No, you got to further the spread being spread eagle.
That was good. You're getting okay.
You know what? I think that putting it on the ground furthers the spread because you know what? We don't make them do anything about their shoes. No, people walking by, they might have COVID on their feet.
If that is a concern of yours, then you take the precautions and you put a separate area where you know is clean and sanitized, that they know to set your pizza.
Oh, now you just making me do shit.
Yep. It's a new world. We got to do shit that we don't want to.
No, it's not.
This is the new normal, James. This is the new normal.
Assimilate or get out. I'm out.
I've got it.
He's out.
So what we need to invest in then...
Believe what they tell you. Nobody's lying to you. Everything is fine.
Then what we have to invest in is a disposable pizza stand for at the door.
Why does it have to be disposable? We still have to worry about the environment.
Recyclable then.
Okay, recyclable. You said disposable.
We'll make it out of cardboard.
Why can't it just be permanent? How hard would that be?
Because who wants a permanent pizza stand?
People who order pizza 3 times a week, Cameron.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's Stacey. Not. Maybe you can make them decorative.
No, it's not. I'm single.
Maybe you can make them decorative. Not. It's just a table. You can put any tiny little table you can find it in.
Well, give me one then.
Any thrift store for $5, James.
I've got it.
Next time you're buying underwear, look at the tables. They're cheap. That's all I'm saying.
I shouldn't have to spend that $5. I'm so done with all of you.
If it's your own house, then yeah, you can screw it to the wall. But if you live in an apartment, then it should be detachable.
You know what? You know what's going to happen?
Yeah, you know the screws are detachable?
So they're going to start treating those
But then you have to patch the holes. You don't know.
They're going
to
start treating them like bikes that are left out without a chain and just...
Who are them?
Stealing them.
Okay,
people.
Okay.
Stealing them, repainting them, and just like riding it around or just putting it out.
The table's outside.
Not yours.
Your neighbor's just going to have a brand newly painted black pizza stand. Right. yours. You'd be like, "What's up, buddy?" Like,
dude, people will steal anything. That's true. That is true. All right. Well, on that, let's head out. I think it's about time. We've got right at 20 minutes. That's our new format, everybody. Hope you're enjoying that. And don't forget that we are always brought to you by NorthSpokaneApothecary.com. You can use the code SPREADEAGLE in the promo code there. Get yourself 20% off your order. And they will ship anywhere in the U.S. of A. So check them out for your CBD needs. And thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell your friends about us because we want people to watch me and James and listen to Cameron. But we're still not going to let him on camera.
It's probably for the best.
All right, James, say goodbye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye, everybody. Love you.